Any of those things sound good? If not, you know, we can look elsewhere.
What was the second one?
I have no idea what order I did that in.
Appraisal?
Appraisal, possibly.
Basically,
lets you guess the value of things. How much is this gem worth? How much is this coin?
If I chose healing, like, would it be
wisdom. You roll a d20 and versus your wisdom.
For Jews and grenades in nuclear warfare.
You, why would you have two slots so that you get a bonus to your wisdom? Or?
Well, healing costs two slots.
Well,
but she's got four. You've got four. You could take it if you wanted to. Every time you roll,
so I could choose more than one of those.
Yes. Well, you can do healing in 1 week. You can do two proficiency slots now. So it could be one weapon and one non-weapon.
I wouldn't do healing with her.
So your weapons right now are only quarterstaff and sling. So if you want to know how to use some other kind of weapon, like scimitar, for example, then you find somebody to train you in a scimitar. Then you'd be able to add that to your list. There's some limits to what you can use. If you ask me, I think this is a pretty good set of weapons. I don't even know if I'd bother getting another weapon right now. I think I would focus on the non-weapons. You could take healing. That would only count as... You have to pay two slots for it, but you'd still be able to get another skill on top of that.
I'd wait for healing. I'd do something that someone in our party doesn't have.
Yeah, we've got two people in the party that have healing right now. Unless you wanted to try to go to higher levels of healing. Because nobody else is going to be able to do that. She's the only one who's going to have the proficiencies to do that. If you go to healing two, which would be three slots... then you get, instead of getting 1d3, you get 2d3. And if you roll really low, then you get what's called open-ended high. So, like, your chance is 17, or be 19 or less. So, I rolled a 2. Look at that. I'm awesome. Anyway, so roll a 2. So, I'd roll the 2d3. And because this one is 3, and that one's 1, so that's 2. But then, because that's a 3, then I get to roll a d4.
So you just keep building your die. If you roll the highest,
but
you keep building your die.
At the low end, it doesn't usually go up all that much. Because you go from d3 to d4 to d6. Mm-hmm. As soon as you don't roll the top number, you stop. So you actually can go down. But when you get up to, like, healing 4, for example, and you're getting 4d4 to start with.
Mm-hmm. I forgot making my options.
We do, like, our adventures are episodic.
So do you mind refreshing my memory?
I can try.
May have something to
okay,
do with
so she's got...
They're still separate, like...
These are adventure she's got. Slow respiration, working backwards now, riding, fungus identification, fire building.
Two of your sessions to complete that episode.
What's fire building?
But then once that episode is complete,
make fires from scratch without flint and tinder or any other source of flame. Weaver, appraisal, remind you, if there's something you would like to be able to do, you could just go looking in town and try to find somebody to train you. Is there something you would like to be able to do?
I try to run it just like the TV show.
Do you mind telling me some options? Because I'm trying to think back.
Okay. Well, other possibilities are animal noises, making animal noises, blind fighting, so you can fight in the dark when you can't see, boating, direction sense, so you know which way north is all the time. This party doesn't have that, so that would be extremely helpful.
I'll take that and the other one you just said.
Which one? Animal noises?
Like the one they were
healing.
They were tracking down something was...
What was the one you just said?
Okay, animal noise, blind fighting,
boating.
Okay, blind fighting. Okay.
Blind fighting.
So you could get, you could try to get blind fighting, you could try to get direction sense, and that would be the two. That's the natural. You still have slots left over, but that's the best you could do. Okay, so first of all, let's see if there's anybody in town who can teach you. There should be. Blind fighting is usually pretty easy. Oh, yeah. Okay, so you can get blind fighting. So right, just write that right down there. That costs 300 gold to be trained.
National Traffic Safety Board. So they showed up and they're investigating the crashes. They found that all the cars that crashed happened just after they hit 1,000 miles. And all the cars were linked back to this one manufacturing plant in Springfield, Tennessee. And they, when they're in
okay.
No, I'm only
and then the other one was... What you wanted was what?
Direction sense. Wait. Before I choose that,
and all the other
let me know some other options. Just to make sure.
Okay. Fishing, fungus identification, I already said that, healing, mountaineering, riding, rope use, slow respiration, which is kind of cool, sound analysis, when you hear something, you figure out what it is, swimming, so you can swim faster, then there's things like running, crafting different weapons, what would be a really good option.
They had like a suspect in mind, or
the other church.
They went, they were looking at the questions.
What about, you don't have, do you have riding yet?
Horsemanship better?
Horsemanship or land-based riding. Land-based riding means you can ride pretty much any animal that can be ridden, which actually would be pretty good for druids, and it's based off of charisma.
So they're going to
that in. Horsemanship means you're they're really good with horses. You can do trick riding and stuff like that. And you, it's based off dexterity. But only horses. You couldn't ride an ostrich or an elephant or a camel.
Oh, yeah, right,
not ostriches are not all that common. But
it'd be awesome riding a battle with an elephant.
You can take pickpocketing, sleight of hand. They're picking stuff up without people noticing, or taking stuff off their person without them noticing.
So is that the same?
Hide in shadows. If you want to be able to hide.
Takes off running. So they immediately.
She's going to learn those from Dion too.
Gem cutting. So you can take gems and cut them and try to make them more valuable.
The car plant. They're like jumping over stuff and diving under. And, you know,
carpenter. Build stuff out of wood.
I know that.
Yeah. Eventually they catch up to her.
Fishing, masonry, carpentry.
Her.
I got horsemanship, healing, anatomy, bureaucracy.
Okay, so it's called sleight of hand.
Spellcraft.
S L E.
Get up and pulls her up. She's like, it's
5 o'clock.
I already
got my text.
Over the locker and she
I have spellcraft too.
You're running out of time. Okay. Alright. So you need to make a d20 roll for both of those. You have to roll a d20 for both of those.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
Eight.
No problem on the first one.
Five.
No problem. So you've got them both. And that, so then change this number right here down to 2. Instead of 4, it's 2. Okay. All right, real quick on your mage stuff.
Okay.
You do, I think that's totally done, though. I think you're totally done.
Remember going over here and do that real quick?
Yeah, actually, you'd be right. Ron, why don't you join me and Tommy?
We get level 3.
So we can do this with mage stuff. Ron's will actually be fairly quick.
Oh, really?
I think so, unless you're trying to do something.
Okay, I'll see you.
Actually, that would take longer because you have to roll a new character.
Did you hit points already?
I've been to this level for like an adventure and a half now.
That's right, because that's all that's been on his mind lately is training.
Well, when we were originally coming back to Jack,
straight mage
training.
For it was a year saved.
Awesome
should be
druid spells in the party now. Yes,
I
find
some.
Paralyzed poison is 14, rod staff wand is 11, petrification bottom is 15, 12.
Good. Backbow doesn't change. Efficiencies don't change.
Nope.
We're on spells, I think.
Hit points and spells.
I cast as a fifth one, too.
And any special cool things that pop up.
Yeah, that could happen, you never know. It all depends on your dice rolls, generally speaking. Okay, so
I got
mages.
Some here if you need it.
Mages of, you're what, fourth mage, right?
Yeah, fourth, I cast as fifth. I mean,
cast as fifth.
Thank you, Otto.
So you cast, you get 4 first level, 2 second level, 1 for third level.
4 first level.
So that's what you can memorize each day. So from your list, each day you have to pick 4 firsts. Well, not each day, but I mean, you memorize them, and then if when you use them, you replace them. So like you have, so today you'd memorize 4, 2, 1, and then if the end of the day you only use your 2 seconds, then the next day you would just memorize the 2 seconds back. Unless you choose to switch them, you can always switch them.
How many thirds?
1. It's 4, 2, 1. Okay, so what level do you memorize as now, Ron?
I memorize as 7th. Right, after I train,
yeah,
I'll be memorizing as 7th.
Okay, so when you, so assuming you succeed in your training, which I'm sure you will. It's 4, 3, 2, 1. To get a fourth level. That's a level. Okay. So the trainer, and this is...
I'm 4, 3, 2, 1 as well for memorizing, or just for spells I can cast?
Not all insanities make people kill people.
There is no difference.
4-3-2-1
You no. 4-4-2-1 4-2-1
Okay. So it was one that made you.
So you memorize, and that's all you can cast, unless you cast out of your book. It's not okay. Like fifth edition where you can go, oh, I want to cast this first level four times. You have, if you want to cast a magic missile four times, you have to memorize it four times. Okay, and then if you have aptitude, you can transfer. So let's say you memorized two sleep spells, two charm persons, but you want to cast a magic missile. You can transfer one of your sleep spells specifically, for example, or one of your charm spells into a separate, a different first level spell with a dice roll.
Okay.
And then...
A dice roll based on intelligence?
Right. You can do that and still latch it into memory, but it's an extra roll. If you transfer it on the fly, like you're casting, I cast a charm person, but I want it to be a magic missile, you roll, it goes. If you say, well, while I'm sitting here waiting for the guy to come and show up, I want to turn my charm persons into magic missiles, then you have to lock them down again. Hmm. Okay. And you can transfer during memorization as well. So, like, if you wanted to do...
I know a variant, but I don't have it.
So, if you wanted to do...
I know that.
During memorization, if you want to say, well, I don't want to memorize any second-level spells, instead of getting two second-level spells, I want to memorize four first-level spells. Then you could roll rolls to break those down. But be aware, when you fail rolls, then now there's free-flowing, like, ebb and flow in the magic, and you can mess yourself up, you can mess him up, you can mess Janny up, because her magic is druid magic. Mm-hmm. Anybody?
Could melt her brain.
Yeah, it's usually not going to be that bad at this level, but and you can mess up their spells pretty bad, and eventually it can get to the point of causing damage if it gets too out of control.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so...
Locate plans.
So you... Previous to this, you could not cast third level, correct?
Correct.
Okay. The mage that's...
Now, right?
Yeah, it's just gone.
Yeah, boy.
So the mage that's there training you...
But I need a map so I cast third level.
Wow.
So the mage that's there training the two of you is Allie. She is there as a representative of Low Moon. You don't really know what she's up to, but at the end of the first week, an entourage of individuals came, and whoever's leading them has been staying indoors and out of view, but they're flying the royal banners of the southern capital of the Pomarch.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
So she is there as well, but basically just waiting for something, so she's willing to train.
They
got
daddy. Sweet.
Okay.
Is that the magic missile fairy?
She does have magic missile.
I wish I got a proficiency so I get missile assassination.
That would be cool.
Is that a non-weapon or
it costs two, though.
No, it costs two.
Is it non-weapon or weapon?
It's a non-weapon.
You
get two non-weapons.
Oh, I wish I had time.
What'd you say?
He said you get two non-weapons every set when you hit level 7.
There you go. So you need level 7 and alley, that's what you need. Then you could be the next missile assassination mage. Two of your party members have more hit points than you have, at least. Probably haven't done the other two yet. Okay, well, anyway. Oh, that's my train of thought. What was I doing? I was looking at her spell list. All right, because all I have left for you is to give you a spell from her, and I think you're done. Right?
I believe so.
Okay.
So she has to give you third level because you don't have any. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is what she says. She says, I would give you blink. These are possibilities. Blink. Cloud burst if you want it.
Oh yeah,
dispel magic.
Locate plants. Hey, there's a tree there.
Yeah, I was laughing at that on Tommy's spell sheet. I was like, sorry. You guys know I'm a fourth level druid.
Fireball.
Locate plants. Look at tree.
I could get fireball.
You guys.
Dude, that could be so much fun.
Trees are in a mile radius.
Drive down
detection
the road.
Detection removal 10-foot radius.
What is tree?
Make somebody fall down.
Oh, that's
cool.
And I'll show you all of
this. This is crazy. Water breathing.
Oh, we got that.
Water breathing
is
third level.
It's a contact spell.
I got that as a druid.
Invisibility. Yeah, but druidic water breathing affects only the person, and it's totally different.
Oh, like it's like a girl gills or something?
Yeah. Okay. Which is cool, in a way. Okay.
Stop rolling the coin for a few minutes, please.
Druidic water breathing you can't do both. Wow. Like, you can't go back and forth. Once you grow the gills, you're in the water. If you leave the water, the spell ends.
Okay.
So with a mage spell, you can have it up, and if you go in the water, you can breathe, and if you walk in the air, you can breathe. Anyway, visibility 10-foot radius.
Is it only the people you target?
So those are your options. Which one do you want to try?
I'll pick fire roll.
Roll percentile dice.
51.
Okay, so you know fireball.
Nice.
And she will magically transfer to your spell book. So it goes in your spell book. So you know it and you have it, but you have not cast it.
So if I go to cast it, I have to do a roll or something? Or?
No, it just means you can't transfer to it until you've cast it.
And then I can do my memorization and stuff too?
Yep, so you can pick your spells for what you want. And you don't need us for that.
Nah, he needs it.
I can call lightning and fire the same round.
So you already have third level spells, I presume. Okay, so you're getting your fourth level spell for the first time. So she is going to offer you a fourth level spell. She has to. Let's see here. Charm Monster.
Is that like a wizard's code?
Pretty much. Dimension Door. Everard's Black Tentacles.
What's that?
Makes tentacles come up out of the ground and grab people. It is very creepy, but very cool.
When you have two druids that know entangle, it's slightly less useful, it seems like.
Odaluke's Resilient Sphere.
Blind fighting? In case I learn darkness 15 foot radius. Self.
My other character has blind fighting and our views
I could be pretty.
Wait, what? What's the spell?
Polymorph self.
Oh. Polymorph myself into
wall
a troll.
Wonders when
your comeliness increases by 5 points.
Polymorph self into the shape of a sheep.
Polymorph into a bucket. I have animate dead, but
okay.
I'm gonna make sound.
I'm gonna, so she tells you that she thinks she can show you the variants that are in Charm Monster. The variants that are in Everett's Black Tentacles, which that one allows it to catch ethereal or astral beings as well.
It's a very Brunson sounding spell.
She thinks she can show you the variants in Odaluke's Resilient Sphere, which allows it shortens the duration but allows you to cast magic from inside of it. Hmm. So you can throw magic through it.
So what is this
sphere? Protect yourself with it.
Yep.
Wow.
And she has a variant of the Wall of Fire, which disintegrates instead of burns.
That's fireball.
Big and powerful beings, but any beings that come through it who are lesser are potentially disintegrating.
What, the spear?
Wall of Fire. Wall of Disintegration, basically. That's it. Those are your options.
What was the
See how that says flawless, but the F is missing.
I tried to flawless.
Even that's one.
Casting time is longer, but makes
this
a lot
is
more
irony. It says flawless, but the flawless is faded and missing the F.
I took it all off today.
Yeah, your X just goes away. You, you never found out what it was.
Resilience sphere. Oh, I got erased. It
makes a sphere around you.
Yeah.
It protects you from damage.
What? What are you talking about?
I had an X on my paper and I never found out what it was.
Can I talk through
it? So now I gotta get rid of it.
Yeah. You can be heard, but you can't. Sad. Like, normally nothing physical can pass through it. Okay. At least I'm pretty sure that's right.
I think I'll try the,
Trust me, I gotta erase my X.
You can leave it there if you want, but unless I... Because I'll put a mark next to it if it comes up again.
And then for my druid spells, can that, do I buy
okay.
a ticket?
So, Odaluke's Resilient Spear.
That's a variant.
She's going to try to give you the variant, and so roll percentile dice.
25.
Okay, you got it. And roll a second time to see if you can get the original as well.
30.
No problem. So you have Odaluke's Resilient Spear. You can have it, the original spell, just as it is in the book. Or you cast it, it's half duration,
mm-hmm. Well, they both did.
But magic can pass through it. Nothing physical, but magic can pass through it.
Do you know the base duration?
So, both ways.
Well, yes, both ways.
Oh. Okay.
Not good for fighting enemy mages. Well, no, they won't know it. They
extremely
don't...
good for fighting enemy warriors, however.
They won't know that it'll pass through the sphere until you do it the first time.
That's right. They wouldn't be expecting it.
It's typically...
Yeah, just sleepy.
Hey, Barry.
Can you guys play it?
Dungeons and Dragons?
Basically.
Okay, man. Right. You can never keep up with that.
You hit the metal part.
My imagination don't work that good.
Yeah.
They're gaming.
Yeah.
Sort of. This is more like paperwork. What's that?
Playing in your game?
Yeah, this is more like paperwork because they the last time we played, they all went up levels, so we are trying to get it all done. I can't seem to find that.
This is just the montage. That's what it is.
Training montage. Chop.
My God, I had these
cast spell.
Yes.
Used to
it's a 1 foot diameter sphere
Wait.
Per level of the cast.
Jumping jack.
Calisthenics.
So you're.
Fifth.
So you're gonna get a. You're gonna have to squat. It contains its subject is. Oh neat. It can be used. Offensively. The gold is a globe which reinforcement encapsulates the subject creature. It is with small and fit within the diameter of the sphere and fails to successfully save versus spell. So you can use it offensively, basically. It retains its subject for as long as its boomer persists. It's not subject to damage of any sort except from a rod of cancellation, a rod of negation, or a disintegrated dispel magic spell. It causes it to be destroyed without harm to the subject. Nothing can pass through the sphere, inside or out. A target can breathe normally.
Mm-hmm. So some big may struggle,
yeah.
But all that will occur is
what?
The movement of the
my
sphere.
Spell list, dog.
The globe can be physically moved either by people outside the globe or by the struggles of those within.
Fireball.
Hemispherical.
Fireball.
Piece of diamond.
Dude, that spell is crazy.
Hemispherical piece of diamond.
Yeah. They fell if they hit
so it's not going to be very useful for you trapping people as you go up a level.
Yeah,
don't come near me.
The person would have to be less than they'd have to be 5 foot tall. So, but when you
she
go up one more
too.
Level,
she
then you can use
the
tall people, and then that'll be pretty effective.
He needs two.
I'm seeing invisibility in ESG.
Half.
I learned empathy.
I get third level spell.
But you could easily put yourself in it.
To find my stat points, maybe my attack and defense.
You can put Janny in it.
I get.
She gets inside it. A new
psionic ability.
And
the other thing is that
can I
open the flows, so the flow you'd still be able to draw magic from inside it.
Do I draw magic? Do I do that? I just have skill.
So you don't. No. But he does.
So wait, what?
So does she
put
have
you inside
a
sphere
you're still be willing to part ways with?
I can still throw spells out of it?
Part ways?
I'll trade her a forget scroll. Scroll forget on
you cast
or will she allow me to write it out of her spell?
You steal
so
one of her
spell. So.
Steal her spell and
stuff.
Cast forget on
her. Okay.
You were never a mage in the first place.
She only has a variant. She doesn't have the original, but she can.
You've never been a mage, and you really wish you were. That's why you have all the gear for it.
And you were never a mage, and you were delivering all the gear you learned.
Is her variant the chamber version?
It's the one per level, but each one's a D2. One missile per level, but each one's a D2. Which at low level is actually better because you do a lot of okay, well, anyway.
Kick.
Yeah, she's not willing to give it to you at this time, but she says if when you go up a level, if you find her, she'll get it as your next spell for free.
See? But we're going to take everyone else's training out of party funds. So
even if I offer to buy it off of
sort of chill.
For my druid, do I meditate and get my new rotation, or do I spend time to get certain spells? Or
how much time do we have? None. Oh, it's only 5:18. Okay, so you only had to train for one level of mage, okay? So you have a whole other week that you could use for...
No, it's not. No.
Non weapon, weapon, writing spells, the spells you need to write in your book. There are others who may sell you spells.
There's nobody else here that casts magic.
Yes, there is, actually.
Other people are entering and inject over there.
Yeah, I told you, there's a whole party of royal people down there. And so there's about an extra 100 people in town between
the
upper
so
and lower.
Oh, so that big of a party. I thought you meant like party, like adventuring party.
No, no.
Gotcha.
You have the...
So it's an entourage.
Yes. Okay, so... Just check it out.
Well, at least I'll hopefully be able to write Fireball from Donnie's book.
If I train... Yeah, maybe.
No problem with that.
Depending if it's the second week that I train as the wizard or the first week, right?
Well, it would be the second week. But
that'd be the back end of my training right there.
Yeah. But then...
I trained a lot.
You write it the night before we...
I don't need you. I just need your book.
My book. You know how much arguing with Theon I had to do to get this book.
so you don't want any of these then, is what you're saying?
Okay. Oh, no, I do.
No.
Gimme. No. Take no. Something. Okay, read a mad thing. Who's attached to the entourage. Rita, mad thing. And she has...
Mad thing?
Yeah, she has Magic Missile.
Oh.
She would sell you a copy of Magic Missile for... 800 gold.
That's a lot for that spell.
It's
actually cheaper than typical price. Usually it's 1,000 per level. You sell them for 500. Sell them for 500.
Aaron,
what?
She's trying to like corner me on this side of the hallway, and I just like grabbed her hat and put it down over her face.
Is
and
that
her
fun though?
That's hilarious.
Interruption.
Can I go next?
What else does she have?
If there's time. Actually, we should do them next because...
Wait, how much do I have to pay Allie to train, by the way?
1,000.
Ouch.
How much did I have to pay?
Cuts into my...
Well, but it's...
Mine was 2,300.
In theory, it's coming out of party.
What?
Yeah.
We don't have that much in party expenses.
Huh? Yeah, you do.
We have...
We also have the gems.
A lot of gold. Last week were worth like 7,000.
Oh, my God.
No, total.
Oh, wow.
3 gems.
Okay. Plus, we have the boat full of gold.
Yeah.
Literally.
I'm draining the party down on cash, but you've got cash.
That's why we can go on adventure.
So down a lot of cash.
I have 3 500 gold piece gems.
Okay. Oh, and it would have been a lot more, by the way. I got a 300 gold piece
gem. Yeah, it's a variant fiery finger.
Because I chose to be trained by the right person.
Are we in the way?
Oh, no. Man. My spells are fun.
Would have been 2,600. I just got.
The mobile
good.
Battle platform that I envisioned myself.
Detect magic.
Did you get anything new?
Detect magic?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that.
I just got that besides all the spells that we got.
Magic Missile for.
Fireball?
Can I get that too?
How much? No.
No.
$500.
Wizard.
Oh.
It's my other hand.
Detect
no,
magic
stop. Here I did that. It hurt. Crit.
Detect magic and magic.
You're a bully.
Let's see if I know magic
missile.
Stop.
Oh, nine.
Not good
enough
for Barry.
Nope.
Darn it.
Close, though.
And it would have been both. Cause it was
go
both.
Home.
Right.
No.
And yes. Detect magic.
Yes. Ten. Irritating.
Those are two talk very low rolls.
Okay.
She has a variant on burning hands called Fiery Fingers, where you can do, instead of doing a 60-degree arch, you can do 1 point of damage with each
your
finger.
Your headphones are still in the sanctuary.
Spell up to the number of points of damage you normally
I can still take Fireball.
So you go one, like that instead of... Which kind of sucks if there's people in front of you, but like if there's somebody over there and you go... Or you can just go...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's kind of neat.
That does, what, 1 hit point of damage per level?
Yeah, it's not very high. But there's no save, and all items save versus magical fire.
Would they save 5 times?
Now I have
spells. If I go 1, 2, 3,
no, because it doesn't bathe them in fire. So it would be like maybe their armor, their, you know, their whatever's in the chest.
I target their spell book.
Bowstring. like a magic missile spell. Okay, anything we missed? Okay. Lost track of that page that had the numbers on it now.
Weren't we talking about before, like, if you take a material object, then you have to cut that from your treasure ship?
I do have a forget spell that I do want to part with. And fly, technically, but I probably want to write that into my book.
Yeah. But you'd have time to do that, probably. If you're on there. I'm going to say she'll pay you 500 gold for the forget spell. If you want to do that.
Or trade it for another.
Or
a second level, because it is a third level spell. Forget.
Okay, trade you. I'll trade you for a first level spell. Trade you for a first level spell.
First.
And 500 gold.
Oh, and 500 gold.
That's your business.
I lost her page. I should have.
Would she just trade it for the detect magic and the?
How about a magic missile whistle?
No, she likes the idea of 3 500 gold piece gems a lot.
Magic missile.
So, a magic whistle missile?
Magic missile.
That'd be an interesting.
As long as the 500 gold is one of those gems.
Interesting magic item.
So, first level spell.
Instead of a wand of magic missile.
Wait. I think I'm full of my compliment of
magic missile whistle.
Could be a curse.
Works exactly the same way as magic missile whistle.
You blow the whistle and out of the little hole that the sound comes out, missiles come out of it.
I have room for one. I could have one first level spell.
Is there something that she had?
It's gonna have to be magic missile.
There you go. So.
So I can't even file the detect magic offer. Darn it! I really want to detect magic. Can I cast forget to forget one of these spells? No.
She would trade you for forget. She would trade you invisibility, which is a second level spell. Knock.
I already have that. I'll do it. I should probably read here too.
Improved wizard lock.
Don't have that.
Pretty rare spell, actually.
I'll trigger for the invisibility.
Okay.
Is that the book that Ellie comes from?
No. Ellie's was a PC, so she's a big fat pile of character sheet. Except I put it in the bag already because it would clean it up a little bit.
Am I able to ask her?
Let's see if I have invisibility. 80. I don't think I know it.
Am I able to ask her about Malkar's black book?
Intelligence is 18. I don't know what the no spell chance is for.
Should be good, I think.
It's either 80 or 85.
Well, if you roll 80, it's 80 or 85.
Maybe like 75.
Languages, man.
If it's 80 and you rolled 80, then that would mean you have only a variant.
Know a lot of.
Is that right?
If it's 85 and I rolled 80,
yeah.
Yeah.
I would know variant only.
You just basically constantly yes,
85. Yep, so you have only a variant.
Elvish, gnome, orc, gnoll, halfling, common, goblin, hobgoblin, kobold, dwarven, druidic, nymph. Is that because of 19 intelligence? Is that because you're 19 intelligence?
Okay, so it's the casting time is one segment longer than normal.
Bear strength on Jake.
Is one segment
can make you awesome.
What is longer?
The variant is sticky tag. Cast invisibility on one person, and if they touch someone else, that person becomes invisible. That person is 50% likely to lose.
I feel so weak.
And the
bear's probably like 20 strength.
The effect continues, so So they, like, if I'm invisible, I touch you.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You too can make the world a better place.
I may be 100% likely to lose my invisibility, but then you'd be invisible. You touch him, then he becomes invisible. 50% likely we both would cease to be invisible, and so on. So it keeps going until whatever. So you could theoretically make 10 people invisible if you can make the dice roll.
Wait, so couldn't he just pass it back to them?
Yeah, you could try. But then if he fails to pass it back to him, he becomes visible. And if he becomes visible, then we would both become visible and the spell would be over.
Wait, so there's a chance that he passes it?
It's like zombies. It's like you kill that zombie, then everybody else that was a zombie by that person is no longer zombies. So if I make him invisible, then he goes to make, and I go to make you invisible, and I fail, or I lose it, that means since I made you and him invisible.
Well, yeah, but is it a chance that he becomes visible or a chance that he doesn't pass it?
Becomes visible.
So if he passes it back to him, then he becomes invisible.
But if he loses his invisibility, then everybody before him in the chain.
Oh, okay, I see. That's why.
And otherwise, it lasts for the duration or until you attack.
It's like you're holding a rope over a cliff that you're also dangling from. And every time you cast a new person, they get added on that rope, and if you fail, everyone falls.
Yep. Or it becomes visible in this case. He's like, no, I don't like that analogy. Otherwise, you could just cast invisibility on one person, and they would be invisible for the duration. As long
but
as,
if,
as, long as they don't touch anybody.
Fall, then everyone becomes invisible, you see.
Bear strength isn't in this book, is it?
No.
Cast on your second choice to become invisible, and have them try and pass it your first. Then you automatically have your first choice invisible,
so,
but you also have 50% chance of having it.
Then I don't want to buy the detect magic because I can't know.
Well, that was what you just got that instead of. Invisibility was instead of detect magic.
That's second level.
I paid 1,500 gold for a detect magic and a magic missile.
Oh.
So.
That's right.
So all I have is.
She traded your invisibility for the forgot.
I have a 500.
Or she could say, tough luck. Because you buy the scroll from her. So actually, you have a scroll of detect magic. That's what you have. Because you wouldn't know, you couldn't know it until you went back and studied it for an hour.
So I know how many spells I already know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But,
you know, there's a no vacancy sign on your forehead.
I have a small fancy crystal. I have.
She'll pay you back five. She'll give you back 500. She'll give you back one of the gems. And then you got one of the gems back from her for.
Forget.
So
I just
gave her
500
gem.
For
yeah.
Magic missile?
Effectively, because you also gave her a forget spell for lower spell.
So the forget spell plus 500 gold piece gem for magic missile.
Okay. Pretty good bargain.
Yeah.
Anything else we missed? Yeah. So then I think we have Charlotte, Jake, and Phazor.
Pretty easy.
I roll to see if I know Fireball.
Ability should be pretty easy. Okay.
I've got spells and psionics.
If I know Fireball?
Yeah, you better do that.
50.
Got it.
And the right spell.
And forever, the memo went out to order extra bowstrings. Now we have to order extra bowstrings. Okay,
yeah,
what level did you just make?
Me?
Yeah.
I just made fifth. I should get third level spells.
And suddenly all of Dan's NPCs carry extra bowstrings.
Magic user may be able
to
use
gone out.
It's a little weird writing that pencil with an eraser.
Okay, so you're what, fifth? So you're 4-2-1.
Yeah, but then I have extra for my wisdom, so
that's right.
That puts me at 6-4-2.
6-4-2, yep. Pardon me. We have to finish in, like, just a few minutes.
Sub-10 stats.
Okay, so I have to make
only
a saving
got a few minutes.
to write the Tommy to write the fireball. I have to make a saving throw.
It starts at 6, and then it'll be last minute if we help it.
Okay. If you fail, do I lose it?
Okay. Anyway, so you're getting third for the first time, right?
Mm-hmm. It'll take 1 hour per level to transcribe. Each casting is 5 hours in duration, and this will take up 3 hours. Rolled a natural 1 on my save. Okay, so what do I do?
Die.
And therefore be knocked unconscious for a like number of turns. 1. From 3 levels higher onwards. If the throw fails, the magic user subject to 1d4 damage for every level of the spell he or she was attempting to transcribe into his or magic.
Okay, so just to be clear,
unconscious.
Vinter is available to train you. There is another illusionist.
3.
But he'll charge me.
5.
Yes, he will. Vinter will be free.
1.
I'm going to go to Vinter for sure. Yeah.
Take 6 points of damage that doesn't heal other than natural healing. And I'm knocked unconscious.
I can do some natural healing for you.
60.
Because even if I'm not paying for my training, I lose all that, but because for some reason they don't split it before.
Doesn't,
but because if they can make me lose gold for my bracers,
yeah, but you can pay for spells out of it.
Yeah.
Get a fair that way.
You can write the rates.
I'm just gonna buy every illusionist spell in the entire town. we're splitting after.
Okay.
Saving throw versus
third level. Here's the suggestions.
So the next day, I would heal 2 hit points, right? For sleeping 8 hours.
Yes, two as long as you're somebody's with healing is tending to you. But I'm sure you could get somebody.
Yeah, I'm sure. My next save?
Invisibility 10-foot radius.
You gotta be kidding me.
Possibilities, mind you. You have to pay one.
What do you have?
What would you roll?
Another 4. 3. 7.
Non-detection.
11 points.
Non-detection, what's that do?
What?
What's non-detection?
Basically, unconscious.
Like, people try to detect magic cue, detect illusion, detect invisibility, it all fails.
150 minutes.
So you can make yourself non-detectable.
Detect
magic.
150 minutes.
Anyway,
2.5 hours.
Paralyzation.
Okay.
Phantom Steed.
Okay. Wraith. What's Wraith form do?
As medic.
What does that? What does Wraith form do? What does Wraith form do?
Lets you turn into a misty form that's basically non-corporeal, so you can fly and escape.
Can I pass through things? Or?
You can pass through like a very small crack, but you can't pass through a physical object.
Okay.
What are you looking for?
It's like a smoke.
I
don't have
like smoke. Can you probably do something next week?
What's the duration on that? Can you tell me that?
Island Variety would probably have, but those are probably the price a little higher. It's 1 second casting time.
I can try it one more time on the third day. 15 damage. Half of my life.
To get a fireball, though.
You'll do a lot more than 15 damage with that fireball.
So next day
it's
I
a really cool spell. But.
So what's did you know the duration on it?
It's a couple of minutes.
Rank. 9 plus 1 here for my ring.
I'm going to take Wraith form.
10 plus 2 for the spell.
Good possibility that I named was paralyzation.
Yeah.
Made it, finally.
That's a really good one.
That hurt.
So I only get 1, right?
For free.
Are those what you just said, the only ones he owns?
That he's willing to say he owns. Admit.
He actually does have first level magic user spells, which is a 7th level illusionist spell.
Can I borrow that?
What if I was to buy one of them? To buy a spell from him?
Vinter?
Yeah. Does he say he has any more?
No, he's not. He's not coming. He's not admitting to having any more spells. No.
Tyler, what else you got in your book?
But I also, want to say to Vinter.
Do you spell wizard wrong?
If
oh, no, I see it.
If
it looks like an E.
Don't forget to try out one of our other Low Moon podcasts.
Hypothetically, I had a friend that was a psionic.
That I have.
Would you know someone that could
charm person? Person. Find familiar. I have that. I'm not sure if you want to talk about.
Hey, Dad.
Expensive,
are you using a under second right now?
Read magic, learn magic.
Okay.
Did I roll the no magic? One.
I think so.
Yeah. This is my other kid. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I have knock in your image.
Okay.
From what you don't have in web.
Oh, mirror image. Psionics.
Mirror image is awesome.
Huh? Pretty rare.
What's that? Yeah, knock. I got audible glamour, shatter, and localize. I have them.
Yeah.
It's a little dangerous to be asking to be trained in such things.
Yeah, that's why I said, hypothetically, if I had a friend.
I get it.
I'm a fat normal fire, protection from evil.
No, no one in Jakdo, as far as I know. Maybe in that new party.
Oh, God. I don't know if I should trust them, though.
Illusionists are interesting.
The mage lady, Allie, originally from Menwen Era, who's with the Lamunians that are here, she seems trustworthy. She would be the one I would ask.
Okay.
Also, priests can often cast a spell called divination that doesn't have to have a yes or no question, and as long as the question is not too dangerous. For example, you could get an augury that says, "Is there a psionic in town that can train me?" Other than phase, for example. So that would be a possibility.
Oh, so it's a D4 per day that I can hear. So
okay.
I'm at 16,
17. So I need to use these cantrips.
Heal 3, 3, 6.
So then, do I get my points and automatically after I train for my level, or is that do I have to be trained by a psionic to learn that?
To learn what your points are, you'll get either trained by a psionic that would push you to your limit to discover where it's at, or when you have gotten all of your powers.
All of your minor powers, or minor and major?
All your minor and major disciplines, not the attacks and defenses, but the disciplines.
Me having knock and you have
so
I thought you
the
said,
disadvantage
I thought
to
you
having all the disciplines.
It was just when you had the first one, you got your point values.
That's no. I have a shatter as well. That won't erase.
I'm going to try knock.
Sure. For purposes of paying for the spell, maybe I'll do that just out of
curiosity. Roll to see if I know it.
So. I don't really care. You already calculated it anyway, didn't you?
No.
So I just rolled.
Because you said there was a dice roll that you did.
Go ahead.
I rolled 85 to no knock, which is variant only.
Okay, I'll get it in a second. All right. I did this before.
I don't have a variant, but
apparently I found one.
Yeah.
I don't know what that stuff is, but this is something different. This is not a normal
138. No, I didn't do nothing.
Hey.
Are we allowed to go outside for a little bit?
Yeah.
Right.
Stay out of trouble.
So 138 for both
of
them?
An adult with you.
Each.
Adult. There are adults
on the
side. A lot of defensive stuff.
No knock, and I can write it if I make my save. Failed my stupid save! Dude!
What is up with that?
He's already in here level 5.
Okay, so I take 2d4 damage.
Okay.
Use this one next.
2. And 2 is 4. Back up to 15 damage. That doesn't heal.
Why don't you go to 0 for
okay, so. You had figured out your first one, which was clairvoyance. You had not anything about your second one, though, right?
No.
Okay, so at third level, you would have got your second one.
Right.
Aye, aye, aye.
If there is a second one. So if there is a second one.
So it's...
Okay, so the variant of knock that you have, the casting time is doubled. And it's not optional. And upon casting the spell, you can do, instead of knock normally opens up to two doors, welds, locks, anything within the area of sound effect of the knock spell. But instead of doing that, you can do D12 damage, save for half, for each thing. So in other words, you would do, if you don't knock anything open but you cast the spell, you do 2D12 damage to everybody within the area of effect, I think it's 2 inches, save for half.
Did you say clairvoyance's range
is... Oh, so it becomes like an offensive spell. Wow.
It's up, alley.
Thank you.
Oh!
I didn't get you one. Get your wife.
Makes a noise when someone
gets your wife. Right now? Oh!
No, that's really just Ron and Aaron.
Anybody want to help me carry fries and chili sauce in?
Sure. Yeah. So,
muscles they have.
Double casting time.
Double casting time. 2D, 1 or 2D, 12.
Damn, with our candy put on the table in there?
Probably.
Here's my guy, prepped and ready to clean
up.
1 or 2D. Okay, so you could do one weld or not, one lock or whatever, and D12 damage. Hmm. Or you could do 2D12 damage, or you could do two locks or welds.
Hmm. So.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm checking this. And it is. Invisibility. And FaZe knows it, so he can teach you about it.
I thought you'd already rolled my second one, like when we...
I don't think so.
Do you or you had me roll two different rolls? Oh well.
Anyway, but you hadn't had any clues as to what it was, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
It's random. Okay, that was your third level one. Are you fifth now?
Yeah, I'm fifth.
Oh, wait a minute. What did I roll up here?
Did you say 1-inch radius or 2-inch radius?
I'm not sure. You have to look up the description of the spell, actually. It's actually in the description of the box spell.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That doesn't change. No, obviously you could, because I'm out of time. Okay, and so you have this right here. Really? Okay. All right. Do you want to roll this instead of me, then?
Sure.
Okay, so that's... It's not one that he knows.
So at some point I'll go talk to Allie and ask her if she knows of anyone.
So the variant would be range 6 inches as well? So I could just drop a 2D12 fireball, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, it's like a mystical force that attacks the fibers of their being. It could be that there are some people or things that might be immune to it, but generally, yeah. So, yeah.
That's still pretty cool, though.
Not bad for a second level spell. It's one of the most offensive second level spells you're going to get, pretty much.
Yeah.
And you can still knock with it, but the casting time kind of sucks.
But is it 4 seconds?
4 seconds should be.
Party keeps going. Jake will be the only non-magic person.
If they keep going, part of?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know Jake's gonna wind up with some kind of magical abilities. I don't know what, but of course, you know, the fighter magic items though are—they're the best magic items in the game.
What's
like
Phantom
the anything
Wing?
Weapon, anything armor?
Oh wow,
those are powerful. Plus 6 defender. You can't use a Holy Avenger because it's not a paladin.
Well, you can. It's just a normal.
If only I had
so plus 2.
Yeah, plus 2.
What's that?
If only I had the charisma and the intelligence and the wisdom.
How much are you off by to be a cavalier?
A lot.
A character sheet. I think it's a 9 intelligence and an 8 wisdom or something.
It's Tommy's
9 intelligence, but I think they only need like an 11. 10 wisdom. I think 10 wisdom might be enough. Okay. Roll percentile dice and see if you've discovered the ability during the time you've been training.
So I can write stuff into his spell book, right?
Yeah. Okay. Uh-oh, looking promising.
Seven.
That'd be a yes. Okay, it's precognition.
Oh, isn't that like future?
Yep. So basically what it allows you to do is estimate the best probable course of action, estimate the probable outcome of an undertaking. It applies only to the relative immediate future. Estimation becomes more accurate with increased levels of possessing the ability, which you have it at first level. Providing the number of unknown factors remains constant. Precognition accuracy is also a factor of combined intelligence and wisdom scores. So what's your combined intelligence and wisdom?
It is 35.
Okay, so you have a 65% chance for low, a 45% chance for medium, and a 35% chance for high.
So you said 65?
65, 45, 35. That's how I got it right.
That's what I'm doing.
And that basically probability by difficulty. For every level the ability is possessed, probability of being able to correctly precognate goes up by a percentage equal to the level. Two levels equals 2%. Three levels equals 3%. But never beyond a maximum precognition probability of 90%. The expenditure of psionic strength is directly related to the number of unknown factors which must be ascertained, i.e., if there are six basically solvable unknown factors, then it costs 6 points. And the cost is not known to the individual precognating until after the fact. So you don't know what it's going to cost because you don't know how many variables there are. In order to precognate the results of a melee, for example, each attack must be made and counted as an unknown. And in a melee with several individuals involved with several monsters, the cost per melee round could easily be 10 or more points.
Dang.
If the psionically endowed individual has insufficient points to completely precognate, then the precognition ceases at the point at which he has no longer any strengths to continue. Time is also a factor of precognating. A short duration means a typically low difficult factor. If 1 to 4 turns is considered a short time, 5 to 30 turns is considered medial difficulty, and anything beyond 30 turns, 5 hours, becomes a high difficulty precognition. However, unknown factors will alter this rule so that at a short time precognition with many basically unsolvable unknowns becomes a highly difficult precognition. And B, precognition relies entirely upon the referee, and he will exercise utmost care in handling this ability usage. In other words, I'm going to get you if you play with it.
So if I try and use it too much...
Well, if you try, like, you'll go after something like, what will happen if we open this door? And the next thing you know, you've got more variables than you realize.
Oh, yeah, what will happen if we open this door? There's eight people in the party.
Like,
all of us could step on a trap. There's eight variables.
Yeah, you can do things like, yeah, exactly. You can do things like, okay, I'm thinking about if we should go right or left here.
It's like,
and I'll give you
whoops, that's 100 points.
You'll see a vision. You'll have a vision of what happened if you went to the right and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and it's like whoops, there goes 100 psionic points.
Right. And you won't know.
It's what I have each.
You won't necessarily know.
I won't know until after I'm done.
Magic missile and right.
Yeah, that could
go. Okay, cool. As if I know right.
So I have
would get ugly.
It's very
I have to get all of my disciplines before I get my attached defenses.
Does he have to roll to know the magic missile that I wrote into his book?
But after all, it's another variant.
He just doesn't have it.
Yeah, he has to roll to know it. Yeah,
he already knows magic missile.
Oh no, if he knows magic missile, then he's got the base. But if he wants to try to find a variant in it, then he could still roll for that.
Because
okay.
I
know it automatically.
I know a variant as well. I know a variant.
Speaking of which,
in the base spell.
On the third level chart, those spells I listed off, you can consider them all if you wanted to take the time to know any of them.
Nice.
Oh. Yeah, not that much advantage.
Yeah.
It's like three times what I got. More than three.
You won't have cast them.
I only have like 40. 42.
Have them.
But I can just like break apart my spells for a little bit, so.
So roll to no right.
I got that. No, I didn't.
No, we failed by 1%.
What'd you roll?
96.
96, 95. Wow.
Roll to no right, sorry.
So I just want to spend an hour learning it or something?
So you got to try what, next
no.
level?
No, he has to find another,
oh, another
copy of the spell.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Sorry, it's in your book. It's taking
you can read magic it.
Hmm?
You can cast it with read magic. But it disappears.
The spell does?
So he can't learn it with read magic?
Well, he has to find a new copy anyways. So.
Yeah, but it's his copy.
So
I wrote it into his spell book. So
oh, okay, so he's got
book.
One. So you could read magic and cast right one time off the one that he gave you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Out of your spell book and then risk
damaging his
spell.
That's
the problem. The other
spell. Risk damaging yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, you can lose spells around it.
So probably not worth it.
I'll probably just find another one. I mean, it's a 5% chance of failure.
Well, the problem is it's in your book, taking up space in your book. So.
So you can get rid of it using Creed Magic.
How?
I could sell it.
I think I'm
if
pretty.
If you just read magic, it disappears.
Yeah. And
but
then he
also
could damage
could
his spell book by losing other spells. Yeah.
Yeah, you also have to decide are you carrying a traveling spell book or
maybe
are you carrying a standard spell book?
We should have rolled to see if you knew them first. And then
what's the difference?
Let's do that next time.
So, anyways, you got magic missile.
Okay, so I need Jake and Charlotte yet, and we don't have time. We don't have time to do it right now because we're going to start this thing. So what I'm thinking is we're just not going to plan on the meeting, but you and Jenny and I will meet afterwards.
Oh, we're not going to go after.
Oh, and what else do you need? Saves didn't change.
Oh yeah, gotta check my saves.
Saves didn't change. We already checked mage saves. Got the hit points done. Non-weapons and weapons don't get those yet.
Nope,
we're nasty now.
Well, you can check the mage non-weapon, though.
So whatever I have at
did you check the mage non-weapon?
It's the same.
Okay.
One over two for six levels.
Any third levels?
But
I just got third level, so.
I would like to.
Too bad you don't know right. You could be ready in third level.
You didn't have an open slot?
I would like to check and see for illusionist spells.
Oh, yeah, see what you can find away in
illusionist
spells.
Yeah.
There are two level spells. I got spell magic of the variant, continual light, hold person.
Ether.
Do you want me to get Jenny or do you just want
Cephea, snake, silver,
this thing
slow,
starts in like 5 minutes. So.
Improved,
okay.
Improved reduced person of variant.
This was a possibility, I'm sorry. Okay, so you're asking first levels?
Try hold person?
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, if you're willing to do
whatever. They have for sale.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you roll?
10.
I guess I'll risk trying to raise the race.
You get the best possibility anyway, because if you train with battle mode, you can learn. You can theoretically, you might be able to learn.
But still,
minor master stroke.
Minor master stroke.
Yeah.
So.
Because it's +3 total.
For offensive capability, that's high. Although the fireball is pretty high too, but minor master stroke is every round, and fireball is only one a couple times a day.
You have it, and you know it.
What's Ultra Vision?
I cast it yet.
What's that range?
Also, I can write two second level or two first levels.
It adds 2 hours.
Let me see your second level.
I guess like 6 hours of training.
Yeah, that's part of the problem. We had a character once that had like 14 hours of training. If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends. Day they had to do. She used to ride in the back. She rode in the wagon. And trained all day while they traveled. It got boring after a while.
Oh, you know what?
It's kind of one-sided.
What's delude?
Nobody doesn't have it anyways.
I don't have sleep.
Or didn't offer it.
What about continual darkness? Do you have that? The other?
That's right. I have a charm person. Do you have a charm person?
Yes,
I do. First level.
Yeah, I do right there.
Try to write that in there. I've cast it and I know it.
Oh, so by the way, Ron, I didn't neglect to mention it, but you don't realize until after it happens you gain one insanity point by training with the Mad Woman. The mage.
The Mad Woman.
She's insane. That's the name of the mage that you trained with.
I trained with Allie.
Oh, no, you trained with Allie.
Yeah.
That's right, I'm sorry. Who trained with the mad person? Nobody did it.
I just bought stuff off
her. Oh, you bought stuff off her, that's right. Oh, I know what I was thinking, because you were... Okay, so it was Allie that gave you the...
Oh, I need to roll for an insanity. That's what I have to do. I'm saying.
You wrote the spells in your spellbook yourself.
Yeah.
So you're fine.
I had to roll for an insanity. I got 4, so I'm good.
How many do you have? 2?
1.
1?
Janie cured 2 of mine.
Yeah, Janie's got the staff now, so that's going to be helpful.
Yep. So you might. She'll probably be able to get rid of a couple
grease?
Of your.
Do you agree?
No,
1 or 2.
I don't know.
Because she doesn't want to. Like, what does it take for her to recharge it?
I wish I had one more.
She has to take it up to the mountain. Yeah, they
why?
Just recharged it. They get up to the mountain
magic.
Stream above.
I don't even know it. I don't have it.
Where it's comfortable to breathe and leave it in the stream for 1 hour for charge.
Well, I know a druid version. I don't know the.
Okay. Well, she should use it like a bunch of times while we're here.
Well, it wasn't convenient. They had to take it up there.
Jenny also has
in the stream for an hour. It took
1 hour per charge.
We swapped it.
It took a day to go up and a day to come back. Well, a day to go up and a day didn't come all the way back down. Normally,
so wait, so it fully recharges in an hour?
No, one charge per hour.
Okay, okay.
So you can succeed your save.
It was there for a whole day.
So theoretically, it should have 21 charges.
I lost the illusions, dude. You can't buy anything.
What?
I can't find him.
Tommy,
oh, there he is. Chester.
Chester.
Okay, let's see.
I don't
see.
Know it. So,
continual darkness.
Okay. So,
oh, yes.
Do you know the variant?
Permanent sphere of darkness.
I would like to buy such item.
Save, so you can like sleep in
spell.
Your, or you have sleep.
Ooh. Am I just
you
buying the scroll?
It and have it.
Right?
You haven't cast
it.
Okay. Do you have...
Cast it on Brunson.
So we have just...
So he is interested
up.
In...
Oh my goodness. Our magic side is a lot stronger now.
He knows and has sleep now.
Magic missile.
He knows and has magic missile. I know and have magic missile. I know and have knock. I know and have mirror image. I know and have invisibility.
You
only
have, but don't know fireball.
We both know and have
okay,
fireball.
Oh, you didn't know that one?
Yeah, it took me 3 days of taking damage.
Do you have improved phantasm before?
I do.
I'll give you a copy of Permanent Sphere of Darkness for a copy
now?
Of Improved Phantasmal Force.
13.
I don't have it.
Until each day I can heal
you
1
still would have it.
Points of that.
Oh, really?
A copy.
So you're 29?
So
because
he's not giving up.
Yeah.
Oh, so he copies it down into my spellbook.
Yes,
oh, yeah, I'll do that.
Great.
Absolutely.
So you can have Permanent Sphere of Darkness.
I didn't know if there was like something
that's
else.
Third level, right?
It's first edition, okay? There's always something goofy.
He also has a...
Should I write continual?
At least there
he also has a scroll that he wants to sell.
I imagine. But you'd have
and because he's
Ren
selling it to you
healer.
And just, you know, illusions tend to be a little more free with the trading of magic than mages do because it's not technically magic
that does that much amount.
So, should I write down continual spirit, continual darkness or spirit?
So
of darkness?
Spirit of, permanent spirit of darkness is what he has.
Cure light wounds, but you have to roll an 8.
I thought you couldn't do that with the magic healing at all.
Yeah. Soul
okay, what's the scroll that he wants to sell?
There is a slight
you just have to heal equal to or more than the soul all in one.
Permanent sphere of darkness works exactly the same way as far as the size, 15
well,
foot radius. But if it
there's
will not fit
heal at all.
In the room,
oh,
then it shrinks to be
magically.
A sphere that will fit.
I can
only
heal 1d4 points a day.
So that means there'll be corners that won't be filled
unless
and things like that, unless the room happens to be a sphere.
That's neat.
Not according to the book.
So
the book,
are you able to put it on a coin like a continual light? And
yes.
So if you
no,
if
I'm
you put it if you put it in a pocket, does it
sure
the darkness disappear?
Allie gave me limited wish. No, I'm still kidding.
Oh,
we got mad though because she wouldn't.
Keep wishing.
She wouldn't sell him a copy of Magic Missile.
What's up with that?
Apparently, you're not nice enough.
What's up?
It's too ugly. That's it's really low charisma.
Yeah, I am very troll.
Okay, anyway, he has a scroll.
So if I put that on a coin, I put it in my pocket. It go. It fits the shape of my.
When
pocket
I look like this, I
out,
act like that. Okay. Perhaps
well,
if that
the,
was higher,
the
I would be a 17.
Change would be
I
like
fireball,
only when
we need fireball, fireball
it's cast.
With
so
the fireball
the size.
Well,
but if it's
fire
completely contained in
fire
something,
twins
then it won't
so
make
power
dark.
Activate.
Okay.
In form of
nice.
Fireball.
But then when it comes out,
it like
dude, whatever size
it
was
hits?
When it was cast,
that's
what
size
shrunk down to a 10 foot.
Oh, yeah,
you're
talking
about size of the
book. All right. That's neat.
So.
Okay. And.
Has a
6
inch range.
Has.
Cast it up to 6 inches away. This variant of knock, I can unlock up to 2 welds or locks in that 10-foot square, what was it? I think it said
mirror image. Do you have that?
No.
Anyways,
no.
It has a
scroll
of
mirror image.
Effect.
Okay, well, how did we trade, like, from our spell books?
You just copy them.
Oh, really? You can do that with illusionist stuff?
Yep.
Oh, so I can? Can I do that from a scroll?
Because it's not actual like wizard magic, so.
Oh wow!
Oh nice!
Oh,
I would love a scroll of mirror.
It takes
what?
Time, but it,
yeah,
and it takes
square,
good ink, but not
10
like
square
it's not like
per
oh,
level
yeah.
is
yeah.
area. Of
wow!
So it'd be 50.
Is mirror image
feet.
Second level?
I can have everything in that 50 square foot.
Yeah, it is.
Take 2d12 damage.
Wow.
But no, it's friendly
no
fire.
No save.
Friendly fire, no. Though.
Save versus...
Oh,
save
is that?
Hat. Save the hat.
Oh.
Yeah, save it.
Friendly fire, though.
It's 50 square.
And it would be friendly fire.
Per level. That's 10 square feet per level. Wow.
You just hear, oh! Like 50 people, oh! At once.
Well, each person takes it for 5.
Some people just fall down unconscious and they don't say anything.
So it'd be like...
Anyway, so the scroll for a mirror image would be... it's just like a little spell.
So it'd be like...
1,200 gold.
10 people. I could hit 10 people.
Yeah.
1,200 gold.
Okay. So, alright, that's what my training cost is.
Yeah. Up to 6 inches away.
They're getting antsy over there now.
Yes, I understand.
Instead of
a little antsy in their pantsy.
Instead of paying for training, we're paying for my mirror image scroll. 1,200 gold.
Why do you need a mirror image scroll?
Don't you have fantastic?
Can't you get it from us?
Didn't you buy like 3 scrolls?
Can't you get it from us?
No, it's the same, different kind of magic.
Oh, so what you finally admit that it's magic.
on paper, it's magic.
comparing illusionists and wizards is like comparing druids and clerks.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.